You may be able to hear the bells ringing in the background. Don't often hear them, actually. I'm normally out of town on a Sunday, and today it's a Saturday, so it may be something to do with the Village Olympics, which are going on and are branded up, much possibly to the disgust of LOCOG, whoever that organisation is that's trying to clamp down on the usage of the Olympic rings. There's kids travelling around the village on a float with the Olympic rings on, which I'm sure don't have clearance. I've just been down the pub for a breakfast every once in a while. I try to make it once a month. I go and sit in a round table, it's actually square, a selection of tables made into a square, of the village elders and the not so elderly, who are primarily a Christian group. I myself am not a Christian, apart from in my name. There is another kind of a non-Christian on the table who I jokingly call the token atheist. I actually think there might be a couple of people that aren't Christians, because not everybody goes on about Christianity, but there's always, it was organised by the church originally, there's a lot of people with faith that turn up, but the discussion varies, and today's discussion I wasn't looking forward to at all, because the title was something like, am I a Christian who works for the hospital, or am I a hospital worker who's a Christian? And it's actually someone very high up in the hospital, especially because in the area around here in Huntingdonshire, there is a hybrid hospital, which is NHS staff, NHS services, NHS hospital, but it has a private organisation that's coming to run it all, and this guy is effectively overseeing that. But what a fascinating discussion, and one of those discussions that has taken me out of my normal social networks being built around people who normally share a common interest. So it's very healthy, I think, to get yourself into a situation with people who have a completely different, or at least appear to have completely different ideals than yourself. And I, at one point, when he was talking about how his Christianity helps him work in his job, this, that, and the other, someone's having a party, I likened it to a slightly geeky analogy. Metaphor, I never know the difference between the two. I'm a Mac, I'm a PC, or potentially if you're a Christian, I'm sorry, open source guys, I'm going to lump you in with the I'm open source as to I'm a Christian. And it is kind of, I see the open source guys, and I do have a Firefox stroke Mozilla badge and Diaspora on the front of my Mac laptop. But when you see somebody who is in open source, their laptop is emblazoned with stickers because they wear their open sourceness with a badge. So I kind of see people who talk, and the phrase did come up quite a lot from Christians today, who didn't appreciate Christians banging on about being Christians, and they much rather respect people saying, I have a faith, over anything else. But it's so similar, because I guess if you're a Mac, you can't help but bang on that you've got a Mac because it's got the big Apple on the front. If you're a PC, you know, you keep your head down and get on with it. I said, I don't really care whether you're a Mac or a PC or open source, providing it does the job. And shouldn't it be the same in work? I don't think being a Christian gives anybody any extra qualifications over me in whether they can do their job in a moral or just way. I very much would like to think I treat people in a moral and just way. And it might be because open source lies within a lot of the operating systems that we adopt, whether we like it or not. You know, I said to them, wouldn't it be interesting to see a parallel universe where we live in a world unaffected by religious texts? Go back thousands of years and kind of remove them from history. I'm not saying forcibly, like experiments that happened in Russia, banning religion as such, because you can't force this kind of stuff away, but just in some magical way, not the hand of God, remove religion from our histories, what kind of people would we be today? Because I can't help but think that the primarily Christian society that I've been brought up in has dictated what I believe to be good or bad. And that I've taken that for granted, yes, that there is a lot of open source technology that exists within my Mac. I'm not going to bang on about it. In fact, in many ways, I can just shrug it off. And if it wasn't for the branding, I wouldn't say I've got a Mac. I'd just say I've got a computer. I use a computer. It's whatever tool will do the job. So a lot of people seem to connect with that analogy, metaphor, even if they don't necessarily... I'm just about to pass some people, so I'm going to look a weirdo talking to his phone. They don't necessarily come from a geeky background like a few of us do, who kind of see this in practice in our everyday social networks. But the amount of different discussion and conversation that came out of what initially was a topic I was not looking forward to, because it seemed to be overtly concentrated on people who don't necessarily bang on about being Christians at work, but put their faith above everything else in conversation. And what do you do when you introduce yourself to somebody? Is it different between men and women? When two men get together and say, what do you do? Is it your job? Or when women to get together and somebody says, what do you do? Is it more about who you are as a person? You don't necessarily put your living, the way you make a living, above everything else. If somebody asks me, not having a rigid faith belief system, what is it you do? I'd like to think, why give them my made-up job title of a social technologist? And, I've often said I try to inspire people. I try to share stories in the hope that it inspires people, because I don't think you need a religion to inspire people. I think anybody can inspire somebody else. But I think that's what I do. Who I am is somebody potentially completely different, maybe to what you'd expect. So I recommend, if you get the chance, step outside of your normal, familiar social networks, visit a group or an organisation that you don't necessarily hold the same, or you think you don't hold the same ideals and belief systems as. And like myself this morning, you may step back out of it feeling quite enriched and quite inspired. Nothing like a good conversation for breakfast.